I don't know. There were a number of defensive players that we were kind of looking at, and on the offensive side, we were looking at them too. To me, when you're picking as late as we are at 28 and last year like at 32, I don't think you can sit around and try to predict. You just try to be ready for whatever happens, and I felt like it turned out pretty good for us.
How hard of a transition is it, him in the ground to play and stand up?
Well, it's not like he hasn't stood up and played before, but he was predominantly that sort of player. I've seen him at workouts at the Combine. We've watched the video, and Sam Seal, our area guy on the West Coast, was at his pro day in California. We feel pretty good.
He had a 271. He added some of that weight after his college career. Is that an ideal playing weight for outside linebacker? Does he have a problem?
Well, I don't know. I think, you know, it's hard to say, and I can't speak for him, but a lot of times guys in that area were – some teams are looking at you as a 4-3 defensive end, and some teams are looking at you as a 3-4 outside linebacker. You might, you know, somebody's advice might be to get a little heavier or something like that. But he can carry his weight pretty good. I mean, he was 270 pounds when he ran the 4.53 or whatever it was.
Ted, I know you hate the word need, but how badly did you need an outside linebacker?
Well, we were hoping to add some more players on both sides of the ball. It wasn't a need pick so much, but it was a guy that we had targeted and we felt like could come in and contribute.
At the Combine, he said that he kind of preferred to play 4-3 end. Does it take some convincing or to play for him with the linebacker? Did you have any conversation about that?
No, I talked to him tonight. He's pretty fired up about it. Good to go. I asked him if he's in Detroit, and he goes, "No, I'm in New York." I said, "Well, then I'll get to watch you on TV." But no, he seems good to go.
Any worry when you see all these pass rushers going off the board?
Well, you don't like to see any of the good players go off the board. You know, ours, as we've talked before, we have our guys rated at the top and like that, and you'd like to see all the ones at the bottom come off. But it doesn't work that way. You know, other teams know what they're doing.
Did you entertain any trade offers, or did you try to go up? Were you talking to any teams?
Yeah, we always do. We were talking about going up. We were talking about going back. We were talking about the whole thing. Nothing really came to fruition.
Ted, if Clay Matthews has a really productive player on the other side, I mean, how much better do you think that makes Clay's game?
Well, I mean, you probably have asked that Dom or Kevin, you know, specifics about strategy. But, you know, I think anytime you add another good player to your team, whether it's on offense or defense, it's going to make the other players around them better. You know, I understand the theory about having two and one chases the other one to the other one and that sort of thing, but I didn't get to play enough on defense to know about that.
How much do you like his combine performance? You did a lot of different things.
Yeah. I mean, that was, you know, he's a junior, and you never know as much about those guys as you know about the seniors. So, you know, it was good to talk with him. It was, you know, good to see him. Athletically, I mean, it's an impressive thing. There were a lot of impressive guys at the Combine, but he was one of them.
How big a deal is it to get a guy from a big-time conference, and you've seen him go up against NFL-caliber players for almost his career?
Well, I think it's a little bit easier to project. It's still a projection from anybody, no matter what school they come from, to go from college to the NFL. It's a whole different, difficult situation. But you do it.
Ted, how much have you seen him play in space, and what do you think of his ability to do that?
I think he'll be fine. You know, I think, you know, we'll need some coaching just like we do with all of our players as they come in.
Ted, how fast is his first step? Because I read somewhere where his splits, like his 10-yard splits, were like faster than some quarterbacks and stuff like that. I mean, is that impressive for a guy that...
See, you know more than I do. I didn't know that. No, he's you know, he's got that kind of juice. So we're looking forward to getting him with Kevin and Dom and seeing what we do. He'll jump in with our guys and compete with our guys and see how he stacks up.
How did Kevin react? Is he pretty fired up with the pick?
Yeah, I think, you know, coaches generally like to have guys at their position. So I think he's fine with it.